Boy, Mason Ramsey is in town today.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yodeling Boy, he's going to perform at the Knoxville Walmart.
He better stick with the hits and what got him famous. He better yodel. He better sing Lovesick Blues.
Where'd you go this week?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Mason Ramsey sticks to his roots, okay? He's not the kind of guy. He's not going Taylor Swift on.
Yeah, that's exactly what his new single sounds like.
Well, he's trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. I mean, that's what trees do.
Hour 3, kicking off in the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville when you deposit for a referral bonus. Oh no, did intern Mila just not use her box? Go ahead, Cam. You can get.
She's about to make.
Hurry, Cam. Get intern Mila.
She's about to make a.
What is happening here? Hour 3 headlines. Collision course, CM McClure right now.
Oh, she's going to spray me. Okay, thanks, John. Bob Stoops is no longer considered a candidate for the Florida State coaching position.
Says who?
Per a new report.
Was he ever?
I don't know. Florida State officials, yeah, I guess he was. It says they've recently been in contact with Stoops' representatives. So I guess they did talk. But apparently the Tallahassee Democrat is reporting that the former Oklahoma coach is no longer being considered for the head coaching vacancy at Florida State. The paper cites two sources familiar with the search, saying that while the school had been in contact with him, he is no longer considered a candidate.
Okay. What about Mark?
Do
they not want him anymore?
Not seeing anything here about Mark.
Do they still want him after how poorly he coached against Tennessee?
I don't know. I certainly wouldn't. If I was a Florida State fan, I don't think I'd want any part of that right now.
Okay.
But, we'll see how it plays out. I don't know who they're going to hire. Are they going to get anybody decent? I don't think that. They're not going to get a big name. And they're not going to get any kind of – they're going to have to go with just –
It feels like Mark Stoops is getting that job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't know who else. Arian Foster says it is hypocritical for sports fans to be outraged over the Myles Garrett incident. If you watch football, you condone assault, says Arian Foster. How about that?
Arian Foster was talking about how in baseball and hockey, fighting is encouraged, and how in the NFL we get mad when fights happen. You lose a little bit. No one really cares when people fight in the NFL. Is this the helmet part? Now, I will say people tend to get a lot more uneasy when fighting happens in the NBA, but there was that whole Malice in the Palace riot, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with Arian Foster.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, from his point of view, it's hypocritical for fans who actively support a violent product every day to be outraged over a violent act just because it didn't fall within the rules of the game. And he quote tweeted Pablo Torre, who said, Myles Garrett totally failed to respect the difference between consensual and non-consensual brain damage. So, I think I kind of agree. I think it's
every time I see this.
Yeah.
Hit in the head again.
See, you're laughing at assault.
I am laughing because they showed the full clip where, you know, Mason Rudolph is trying to pull the helmet off and he can't get Miles's off.
So assault is funny. Right? In this particular case, assault is funny. That's basically what Arian Foster and Pablo Torre are saying.
Okay.
Darren Sproles has a torn hip flexor. He's going to be out for the season. So the Eagles have lost Darren Sproles. We just talked about him yesterday. didn't we?
Yeah,
did you say something about him?
Yeah.
He's got a because he's so old.
He said,
"How's he still in the league?"
Yeah.
Well, now he has a.
Because he's not.
Yeah. Now he's not. He's got a torn hip flexor muscle, so he is out for the season. This could be it for Darren Sproles. Could be time to wrap it up, unless he needs the money to come back. He's out for the rest of the year. In addition, starting running back Jordan Howard is dealing with a shoulder stinger suffered late in a Week 9 win over the Bears. He has not been cleared for contact either. So a couple of notes there on the Eagles, in case anybody gives a damn about the Eagles. I don't know if anyone does. The Lakers' Avery Bradley has a hairline fracture in his right leg.
Say that one time. Avery Bradley?
Avery Bradley has a hairline fracture in his right leg.
Is he getting shut down? Is he going to – you can't keep playing with that, right?
He will be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks. He injured the leg during a collision with DeJounte Murray of the Spurs November 3rd. He missed one game. And he returned to the lineup against Chicago and played in LA's last four games. The fracture is apparently on the fibular head of his right leg, which is a non-weight-bearing bone. The injury was discovered after an MRI, came back negative, but the injury continued to bother him, so they followed up with an MRI. So he's going to be out for the foreseeable future. I don't know what the timetable is going to be on it.
Okay. I don't know how big of a deal that's going to be for the Lakers, but Avery Bradley has been pretty good with them so far, at least with what they're asking him to do.
Sources from ESPN say that the Portland Trailblazers are signing Carmelo Anthony to a non-guaranteed deal.
Yep. That's what Woj reported, so I guess that's better than sources. So
the
Portland Trailblazers, Melo's back. Melo got back. He got signed. He was good to go, and he was completely overshadowed by last night's fight. He was overshadowed by the Knicks beating the Mavericks in New York and the Kristaps Porzingis return game. He just got completely overshadowed. We're 2 hours and 7 minutes in, and I forgot all about Carmelo. Good for Melo.
Good
they need help.
Mello.
They need help on the front line. So he's going to have to come in and play a lot of power forward for them. If he's good, he might be able to stay on that roster. They're only giving him, I want to say it was like a month or so before it becomes guaranteed. So it's non-guaranteed until he hits a certain point. So he's going to have to earn his spot. We'll see if he can do that.
South Carolina Athletics Director Ray Tanner has made it official that Will Muschamp is our football coach and will be our coach going forward. He released a statement on the matter today, said him and the president are fully supportive of his leadership and development of the student athletes on and off the field. Coach Muschamp and our staff are dedicated to the success of Cock football. They have built a program where our team plays for each other and for our university, and they deserve our support. Wish the outcome of some of our games would have been different, but we are excited about the future of our program. So the Carolina AD doubling down on Will Muschamp coming back.
Okay. We'll see. I'd imagine South Carolina's not going to do better this year than Will Muschamp. So.
Yeah, sometimes.
He'll be on the hot seat coming into next year.
Sometimes, though, you just kind of got to realize who you are, don't you?
I think so.
Just kind of be realistic.
Yep.
A fan looked Grayson Allen directly in the eyes yesterday and called him a, quote, bitch while laughing in his face on camera.
I mean, what's Grayson Allen going to do?
Did
fight
you see
a fan?
That?
I mean, that's supposed to be the thing that gets you kicked out of the game. Did this guy get kicked out of the game? The NBA had made a rule, like, basically the players can't say stuff like that to the fans can't say stuff like that to players anymore. Did he get kicked out or anything?
I don't know. I haven't
seen like
an update on it.
I feel like he should get kicked out and banned for that. Because what's Grayson Allen supposed to do? Fight him?
He could try. Could hit him with a helmet.
He could trip him.
Yeah, maybe he'd fall on a helmet. Cody Bellinger was named the National League MVP yesterday. The Dodgers get their first position player to win the NL MVP since 1988, which happens to be the last time they won the World Series. Kershaw was the MVP in 2014, but Bellinger becomes the first position player in 31 years.
Yeah, so both MVPs, the AL and the NL, reside in California with players who didn't win a damn thing this year and haven't won a damn thing their entire careers.
Yep, Mike Trout won the Astros. He edged out the Astros' Alex Bregman.
Yep.
For the AL MVP.
Yep. So both the AL and NL MVP are guys who don't win anything.
And Cody Bellinger's won some things.
The division trophy. Cool.
It's better than Mike Trout.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Winning the...
And they were pretty great all year.
Yeah, winning the pennant's cool. Just because they gagged in the playoffs doesn't mean they should.
They lost to the World Series champions.
Just because they gagged in the playoffs as a huge favorite doesn't mean that they should not be happy about their personal individual awards. I'm sorry.
Calm down.
I'm perfectly calm. You calm down.
Calmer than you are. Matt Patricia.
That's impossible. I'm about to fall asleep. I'm so calm.
I can tell by your lack of engagement in the headlines.
My heart rate is like 80 right now. I feel like
80. That's very low.
It's because I'm calm.
I feel like that's pretty low.
80's low, right?
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah.
It's normal, I think, but low.
Yeah, because I'm so calm.
I know that 140 is too high.
Yeah.
So 80 would be about right.
Generally, a resting heart rate is 60 to 80 beats per minute.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm on the low end of the high. I'm on the high end of the low. Or low end
of
the
normal. Yeah, just like
I'm on the high end of the
resting
normal.
Heart rate.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you're an athlete, the normal resting heart rate can be as low as 40 beats per minute.
Okay, let me
Why
go down
does
a
athletes
bit.
Make?
Maybe because they control theirs so much better. Maybe they're, I don't know.
60 to 80 a minute is normal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're in trouble if it's lower than 60, apparently.
Okay.
Usually.
Well, mine's even lower than 80 then. I need to get calmer.
Imagine you're also in trouble if it's double that. Do we need to do a Kanye tweets segment?
No, he hasn't really got any good tweets off lately.
The Lions, Matt Patricia is ruling Matthew Stafford out versus the Cowboys. Sounds like that's upsetting to both of you.
He's killing one of my fantasy teams right now by being out.
I mean, I'm going to guess he's just not going to play the rest of the year. Like, what's the point if you're Stafford? Just shut down and get healthy, bro.
Just retire.
Don't retire. You're pretty good.
Just retire.
Don't retire, but...
he was playing really well this
get
year.
Healthy.
Just go retire.
Game more headlines?
Not really.
We'll look around the NFL Week 11 schedule next. Let's talk sports. Fan Run Radio. Little Dickie doesn't really make me think about the NFL. We need some harder stuff to come in for NFL next segment, okay?
Gotcha, yeah. My
this
bad.
Doesn't really like get me
I
going
was thinking it. Friday.
I know. I understand what you're going for. It's a freaky Friday.
God. Where'd it go?
It's on your shirt again.
What?
Right under your neck.
Where?
It's crawling up you.
Where's it at?
Oh, I think you got it off now.
Where's it at?
That bug is just haunting you.
What did you do with it?
Picked it up and threw it on your shirt right below your neck. It's gone now. You flung it off.
It's in the floor.
You flung it off.
Periscope's getting the show today.
Can you sit down so we can do our Week 11 NFL preview, please? First game last night, we already know the Steelers succumbed to the Browns, got bopped in the head as the Browns moved to 4-6. The Steelers dropped down to 5-5. Let's talk about this week's games. Cody, start us off.
Well, I'll have to go find the schedule first. Had you not thrown a bug at me, this would not be an issue.
You should have already had the schedule up. 2:15 every Friday.
Not every Friday.
2:15 every NFL football Friday.
But not every Friday. All right, the 1 o'clock games, John. You ready?
Let's go.
Dallas travels to Detroit as the Cowboys take on the Lions.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Matthew Stafford is out. The Cowboys are trying to fight this battle, right? Do they want to be a running team or do they want to let Dak Prescott cook because – In the past, they've wanted to be a running team, right? But as you saw last week against Minnesota, Dak Prescott was carving up the Vikings. They maybe should just let him cook. But instead, they're like, hey, we gave Ezekiel Elliott all this money. Let's give him the ball. And it cost them the game. The good news is Detroit's run defense is bad. The run defense is trash. So I do expect a big game from Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think the Cowboys are going to have any trouble in this, especially with Matthew Stafford out. Cowboys roll.
Yeah, with Matthew Stafford out, you got to take Dallas here. But
I don't even know if there's a point spread up on this now since they just announced the Stafford news. So there's no point spread up on my bookie.
If Stafford was playing, though, I think I'd take Detroit.
I would have taken Detroit to keep it close. I don't know if I've taken them to win, but I've taken them to keep it close.
Yeah, I mean, no Stafford, though. Who are they going to play at quarterback? Who is their backup quarterback in Detroit?
Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Former Gator.
Yeah, Cowboys going to win. No problem.
Even though we don't recognize it, ESPN has a -6.5 line.
On the Cowboys, on this game? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's updated.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, but either way, keep going. Don't have much more to say about that game. Cowboys need it. They need to bounce back after a bad Vikings loss.
All right.
And hope that the Patriots beat the Eagles.
Okay. We have a AFC South division game here as Jacksonville travels to Indianapolis. The Jags taking on the Colts.
Who should I be rooting for here?
Probably
as a Titans fan.
Jags, because you're not going to beat the Colts.
Okay.
Right.
We play the Jags next week.
You'd rather have the win over the Colts, I would assume, but
I want the win over both. Who do I want the win over this week? Who should I be rooting against?
I think you should root for Jacksonville because I feel like the Titans can beat Jacksonville, but I don't think the Titans are going to beat the Colts. So you're gonna want the Colts to lose.
Newsflash, buddy! If we lose to the Colts 2 weeks from now, then it's not going to matter anyway. So,
that's going to happen. I guess
I'd rather the Colts just be demoralized, maybe 5-5. Okay.
Foles is back this week, isn't he?
Foles is back, and Foles is 10-2 as a starter in November or later in the past four seasons, including the playoffs. So,
and he has God on his side.
He does have God on his side, and I know that Jim Irsay does not. So I'm giving the big edge here to the Jaguars because of God.
Yeah, I think you definitely got to give the God edge to Jacksonville.
Jacoby Brissett expected to start, so it looks like we're getting Jacoby versus Foles.
No T.Y.
I mean,
no
Jim.
T.Y. I'm leaning towards Jacksonville winning this game. Jacksonville's 3-point underdogs. I definitely think give me Jacksonville +3 because if the Colts win, it's going to be about 1 or 2 points. It'll be a last-second field goal where they have to win. They'll probably miss it, though, and I think Jaguars win. Jaguars against Indianapolis the past four seasons, they are the opposite, Cam. They are the opposite CM McClure of the Tennessee Titans. The last 4 years, the Jaguars are 7-0-1 against the spread against Indianapolis the past 4 years. They play well and above their heads against the Colts.
Yeah, I agree with you here. I'm taking Jacksonville mainly because of the God edge.
And Vinatieri's looking rough right now.
Yeah, he's not going to be making any kicks.
He didn't make the switch. I mean, that's cool. I guess that's shout out to job security, I guess. Like, he's the only kicker apparently with job security. And I guess Mason Crosby had a similar streak a couple years ago and the Packers didn't fire him. But, yeah, give me the Jaguars here +3.
So we're both taking road teams so far. Buffalo
at... You know why? Because home field advantage matters less than ever before.
No, because God's on the side of the Jags, and Detroit doesn't have their quarterback. Buffalo at Miami. Bills, Dolphins in the AFC East.
Are we actually looking forward to this game?
No, we're not.
No, you're not? I kind of want to watch Fitzpatrick go out here and sling it. The Bills, I mean, I'll be rooting hard for the Dolphins. I need the Bills to start losing. If you don't want to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs, you got to go out here and root for the Dolphins. This was a close game in Buffalo. The Dolphins were up in this game for a while. Dolphins only 6.5-point dogs at home. We'll see. Frank Gore has a chance to move into third all-time on the rushing list and pass Barry Sanders. He just needs 73 yards.
The Dolphins have covered 5 straight games against the spread.
Yeah, Dolphins, you can make some money betting on the Dolphins.
Yeah, if you're a Titans fan, a Colts fan, a Raiders fan, a Texans fan,
everyone in the AFC should be rooting for
a Denver fan.
Everyone should be rooting for
a Jets fan, as Sam Darnold pointed out.
Yeah,
because they're not out of it either.
Yeah, rooting for the Dolphins. Let's go
for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Let's go Dolphins. Miami's covered 5 straight games, all as an underdog. 2 back-to-back wins. Can they make it 6 in a row? We'll see. Buffalo going down? Is it still hot in Miami? I guess that's because, I mean, like, I know sometimes the Patriots struggle with that, right? If they go down to Miami and it's hot and you get a temperature change, I imagine it's still hot there.
I think it's always hot in Miami.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 74.
Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Bills defense, though, doesn't seem like a fun time. Although, we'll see. We'll see. Go Dolphins.
We will see.
Fins up.
So far, we're in complete agreement here.
I mean, I'm not picking the Dolphins. I'm just saying I hope they win. I'm not picking them.
Yeah, I mean, on what we're rooting for, though.
Fins up.
Yeah.
Fins up.
Actually, I'm not rooting for Dallas. I'm rooting for the Lions.
Okay, well, fins up either way.
Okay. Denver at Minnesota. Could be a good defensive game as the AFC Broncos travel to play the Vikings. No interest in this game?
No.
Really?
Why would I have interest watching Denver play? Like, I want to see Dalvin. I want to see Dalvin Cook keep cooking. Like, I want to see that. I mean, I'll tune in if I see Kirk Cousins is having his meltdown, because
Denver's not the worst team you can see play.
Yeah, I just have no interest in this game, bro. They're boring.
They got that backup quarterback playing now too.
Brandon Allen. I'm not watching Brandon Allen play, bro.
Oh, Flacco's out.
Yeah, Brandon Allen played last week against the.
I thought he was good in his debut.
It was fun. I'm still not wanting to watch him go on the road.
Okay.
Mike Zimmer has the best mark of any coach against the spread at home. Anytime since the Super Bowl era of a coach that's coached at least 25 games. At home, Mike Zimmer, 32-12-1 against the spread. He covers in Minnesota. Vikings 10-point favorites. That's high, but trends tell you Vikings are going
to
cover.
It's very expensive to get into that game for some reason.
Vikings got a good fan base, man.
Is. That's 165. I always like to look at the, you know, the tickets as low as.
Say it with me. Skull.
Skull.
Oh.
I always like to look at the tickets as low as price, you know, to see what the highest games are. You'd be shocked to see what the next highest one is. I'll tell you when we talk about the 4 o'clock games. Anything else on this one? Taking the Vikings? I'm taking the Vikings. I don't think they cover, though.
I think they win by 17.
I'm going to take Denver to cover. New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Saints, okay. Bucks, NFC South.
Okay. I guess the interesting angle here is Tampa Bay's not out of it. Tampa Bay's not out of it. They can score points. But is the only real
interesting... Lattimore's still banged up? I think he is.
Is the only interesting angle here, like, Drew Brees? Like, if he has another bad game, do we have the conversation?
Mike Evans' fantasy numbers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fantasy implications here, right?
Chris Godwin, yeah, Kamara, Michael Thomas.
Some people will be starting Jameis Winston. Some people will be starting Drew Brees, Kamara, Michael Thomas, like you said, Godwin, Evans. I'm having to start O.J. Howard in
Jimmy
a couple
Graham.
Of weeks because George Kittle's hurt now, like...
Jimmy Graham's
in Green Bay, and he has been for at least 2 years, so no, not him.
He's been out for a while.
Yeah, with Marcus Lattimore being out, if you didn't see when he went out in the Falcons game, the Falcons receivers started dominating.
So is he out this week?
He hasn't practiced this week at all, so most likely, yes. It's a hamstring injury. I doubt he comes back 1 week after
that. So maybe
that.
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin go out and ball out. Yeah, I feel like Drew Brees kind of needs a good game here.
I doubt he's going to have one on the road at Tampa. He certainly didn't last year.
Y'all taking the over or under of a 49.5?
I think I go under that.
You go under?
Yeah.
I don't want to take any unders in Tampa Bay games just because they score and they give up pick sixes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do.
I mean, Drew Brees is bad on the road, so I don't know if they'll score. And, like, you know, the Saints weren't scoring many points at all with Teddy Bridgewater. But New Orleans deserves a little bit of the benefit of the doubt over the last couple of years. They're 9-3 against the spread on the road. When they go on the road, they usually win and cover.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Was it Tampa Bay they went in and lost last year?
Was last year the year that
they
got
lost
beat
to
at
Tampa
home?
Bay at home, and then they had
Fitzpatrick? Was that last year?
They barely beat Tampa Bay on the road, I think.
Yeah, I mean, these divisional games are usually pretty close.
They did lose by 14 on the road to Tampa Bay last year and by 8 at home.
Okay,
to Tampa
so they
Bay.
Did. They lost twice, yeah.
That first one was a 48-40.
Yeah, that was Ryan Fitzpatrick just throwing bombs at DeSean Jackson.
Yep. Yeah, Fitzpatrick threw for 417.
Yeah. I kind of lean towards Tampa Bay here. They're really good at stopping the run, so I don't think Kamara and Latavius Murray will do much, at least in the run game, and I'll make Drew Brees beat you. However, like, Tampa Bay might be starting two rookies at cornerback this week. So they might have trouble stopping Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah. You can give up 100 to him and still beat them down.
That is true. That is true.
I think Bruce Arians has their number. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Why do you think he has their number?
I just think he has their number.
He wasn't there last year.
I think he's still got their number.
Okay. Either way.
Because it's Bruce Arians, bro.
That's true. He is Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians.
You got me.
Have you not seen his career record against the Saints?
What is it?
It's good.
Okay.
Jets at Redskins.
Don't care. If you're watching this game, you either have a gambling problem or you are just really, really bored. Dwayne Haskins getting a start. He no longer has to worry about getting benched. They've announced he's their guy the rest of the year. Darius Geis is going to be playing, so maybe you're interested there. But no interest. No, none. Jamison Crowder, maybe, if you want to start him. Le'Veon Bell, I guess. But no, move on. Next 1 o'clock game.
You don't care about that one?
Not at all.
Falcons at Panthers.
Cam, hit us with this. Anything interesting here? The Panthers?
Panthers may be down their top two corners. Okay. One may be coming back.
So Julio might be able to eat here?
Yeah.
Julio might be able to eat a little bit. Okay, Julio, get you some dinner.
A
little Sunday lunch.
The memories of that 300-yard game he had on them. But yeah. Dante Jackson practiced Friday, but he was limited, so he's questionable.
Okay.
Ross Cockrell is out.
Okay.
And they're getting back James Bradbury. But
Falcons are 4-point dogs, which seems kind of wild since they're 2-7.
Oh, dude.
On the road. You like them getting 4 points? I'm not trusting you. Although you did pick the Falcons over the Saints last week.
We're good in the division.
But you did. You are good in the division. I'm trying to think. You pretty much have picked the Falcons every week, I think.
Maybe. That
I remember
could
you
be,
picking
that
the
could
Falcons
be
to beat. I remember you picking the Falcons to beat the Titans, which was wrong.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think the only one I definitely said no was the Vikings. I was like, that's a bad matchup, and that was a bad matchup.
We'll see. Maybe the Falcons could get hot at the end of the year and play spoiler, and a Panthers loss would be bad for their playoff chances. So maybe the Falcons can at least get some things going offensively.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like they're going to be able to save Dan Quinn's job, but maybe if they rally and go 8-8, 7-1 down the stretch, maybe, or eight, I guess it'd be
7-1
down the stretch starting last week. So 6-1 at this point.
Yeah, they swept the Panthers last year.
Okay,
seems to be a team we kind of have a number against, but. We shall see, since it's on the road. McCaffrey, scary, but.
Hit me with another 1 o'clock game. Come on. We'll get through the 1 o'clock window. Let's go.
We only have one more.
Which one?
Texans at Ravens.
Ooh, the big one.
Lamar going to shut down Deshaun Watson.
I don't think Lamar's going to be playing defense.
Lamar's numbers are going to outshine Deshaun Watson's.
Does the streak end for the Texans? The last year and a half, the Texans have not given up a 100-yard rusher. Does it end?
Yeah, it's going to end. Lamar's going to run for 100.
You think Lamar gets 100?
Yeah, he's going to throw for another 300.
100's hard to get for a quarterback.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's going to be at 80.
Yeah, I was going to say he can have a great day and get 80, but I don't know if he'll get 100, and I don't think Mark Ingram will. We'll see. The Texans have been really good at stopping the run the last couple years. Think they'll both get 100?
Mark Ingram and Lamar both get 100.
You want to put it on the board?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
500 total yards for the Ravens.
You want to put this game on the board?
Bill O'Brien sucks. Yeah, I'll put the game on the board.
Can I get the four points?
Depends. Are you confident that the Texans win or no?
Confident that this is a close game.
Are you confident that Deshaun Watson's better than Lamar Jackson?
I'm confident this will be a close game.
How about we go who has the better numbers?
How you define numbers?
QBR.
Total yards? QBR or quarterback rating? Which one?
You know, I don't know the difference. Let's go.
I mean, I'm down to bet on who has the better numbers, but we need a clear definition on numbers. Because I don't want to do just fantasy points, because, I think Lamar's going to run. I don't want to go just straight who has the most fantasy points. I don't want to do that.
Who accumulates the most yards for their team?
You want to do a five categories, best of five?
Rushing yards, passing yards, touchdowns.
Yeah, who wins? Completion percentage, rush, total yards. Let's do total yards.
Let's do rushing and passing.
No, because Deshaun Watson doesn't run.
Guess he's not as athletic.
That's just like me giving you a topic. And you
guess
have to
he's
win
not
two
as
the
good.
Ones.
Sounds like you're trying to cater it to where you can win.
I'm catering it to where I have a chance to win, where I'm not punting a category, yeah.
Total yards. Completion percentage. Which team wins?
Wins.
Rushing yards from the quarterback.
No.
And
touchdowns.
Yeah, I would say touchdowns.
And less turnovers.
Yeah, we could do, yeah.
Gonna do that?
Total touchdowns or just passing touchdowns?
Just total touchdowns. If Lamar runs or Deshaun runs, those count. Turnovers, you good with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Wins, you good with that one?
Which team wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total yards?
Sure.
And would you either do completion percentage or quarterback rating? Because I feel like completion percentage might be geared towards Deshaun Watson, but I'm giving you that option. It's not like Lamar's is low, but Deshaun Watson, better passer. Give you the rushing yards.
A lot of dumb downs.
Okay, do you want to do completion percentage? That's fine. We can keep completion percentage. I was just going to put it quarterback rating instead, but whatever.
Quarterback rating.
All right, not QBR, quarterback rating.
QBR.
Quarterback rating.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. One's on a scale of 1 to 158.3. The other's on a scale of 1 to 100.
Let's do the one on 1 to 100. What's that?
Nope, I want to do the one on the scale of 1 to 58.3.
Okay.
I trust that one
so
more.
So we're going QBR then?
No, passer rating.
So we're passer rating or quarterback rating?
Passer rating.
So we're going, who has the better passer rating?
The one that goes to a scale of 1 to 158.3.
Okay.
All right, so win, total yards, total touchdowns, passer rating, turnovers.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Got it down.
So a best of five board bet?
Yeah, obviously the least amount of turnovers, the better. Just want to clarify that.
And also, who's the better quarterback in 5 years?
That one's on the – no, that one's not them. That one's Joe Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
I've got Trevor Lawrence.
I get confused. We argued about these guys at some point.
Yeah,
we
did. This or that.
Yeah.
I think it was this or that. It was just like on Tuesday, I think we did. Or did we argue about that yesterday?
I think it was one of the this or that topics.
Yeah, I think I swept you.
Good job by you, CM McClure. 1-0. 1-0. Or 2-0, depending on how you look at it. All right, we'll hit the 4 o'clock games next. Talk Sports, Fan Run Radio.
For 80...
That Ravens-Texans game is the second time in NFL history with two starting quarterbacks under the age of 25 coming into it with a passer rating over 100 for the season, this late in the season. So you don't really get these matchups of young stud quarterbacks this late in the season too often. It does diminish it a little bit that the first time it happened was last year, Rams versus Chiefs, although that did yield a really good game. But also, like, Jared Goff has kind of crashed and burned since then, but...
I hate to see that.
Last note on that game is that Deshaun Watson is 11-3 against the spread as an underdog. He usually covers it in this situation. All right, Cody, hit me with the 4 o'clock games, please.
4 o'clock window. It's actually 4:05.
That's okay. 4:05 window, please.
4:05 p.m., the Arizona Cardinals travel west to, well, they're going kind of northwest to play the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
It's a team that gave San Francisco a game a couple weeks ago.
They did, and it looks like George Kittle's going to be out, and it looks like Emmanuel Sanders might miss too.
Go Cards.
Why are you rooting for the Cardinals?
I don't like the 49ers.
Is there a reason why?
Is
it because I said they're good? You're just trying to hate on my take? Like what?
No, I don't hate on your specific take.
Do they seem like I think they kind of seem likable.
Do they?
I mean, I don't know. I really like George Kittle. I don't know. I guess they got MAGA Bosa out there running around, but
they won't sign Colin Kaepernick.
They won't sign Colin Kaepernick, but the Cardinals didn't either.
Yeah, but they could have. You know, they had Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
He could have been their quarterback forever.
Sure.
They didn't stand up for him.
Okay.
The way that they could have. And they want to. They act like they're the most PC city. That was actually the best place for Kaepernick to be, San Francisco. That's the most liberating city in America.
Okay.
And yet.
So you're rooting for the Cardinals? Okay. I like the – I don't know. We'll see what the 49ers do here. They'll have to – they need to bounce back from Jimmy G. His only good game the last couple weeks has been against the Cardinals on Thursday night. We'll see how he plays. I think the 49ers will win this by two scores, but we'll find out.
We will find out.
Since 2011, teams playing on Sunday after playing in Monday night and losing are 53-81-2 against the spread, including 20-36 against the spread since 2016. So that screams that this game is going to be close, that the 49ers will not respond well.
Holy math.
So maybe if you're into trends, it seems like a pretty good one to take the Cods here, the Cardinals. Next!
You remember the game I told you about where tickets were as low as $165 between the Broncos and Vikings, and I said you'd be surprised what the second highest is?
Is the second highest Eagles and Patriots?
Absolutely not. It's the Bengals going to Oakland to play the Raiders.
You read that wrong.
$155. What's that?
The Eagles-Patriots is high.
Well, that's actually the highest. Eagles-Patriots.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is the second highest from the ones I've already read.
So the third highest of the weekend?
It is the third highest of the weekend, yes.
So when I guessed Eagles-Patriots being high, okay, being...
Well, okay. I mean, it doesn't take an expert to figure that out, that would be the highest ticket.
I feel like you presented that really weird.
It's $183.
Either way, man. Whatever.
I meant from the ones I had already read. Well, this is the next highest.
I mean, I guess your takeaway here is that the Oakland Raiders fans are excited about their team.
That is the takeaway.
And, I mean, like, yeah, especially for, like, a Bengals game. Like, I don't imagine any Cincinnati fans are traveling out there. So the Raiders, you know, they're counting down the days until the Raiders leave Oakland, and they have a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, after this game, Oakland should be 6-4.
I'm sad for the Raiders fans. They don't have many left.
They'll go to Vegas.
They shouldn't have to, though. You know, that's their team.
Cincinnati's given up 173 yards per game on the ground. I'm hoping that means Josh Jacobs is about to eat. Let's feast, Double J. I need Josh Jacobs to go off this weekend. Give him the rock. Feed him.
It's also interesting to me, you realize they're going to have two NFL games going on within 10 miles of each other?
Where's the other one?
The San Francisco game. That's kind of strange.
Is that 10
to me.
Miles away from Oakland? I guess it is, yeah.
I don't know the exact number.
It's close, yeah.
It's across
almost
the bay.
Up bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that probably happens a lot.
Does it?
I feel like it does.
Seems kind of strange to me. Just to think of two NFL games being basically in the same place.
Sure.
The Uber drivers there are going to make a killing on Sunday.
I mean, running back and forth, picking up all different fans. Every time you get a call, you're like, please be a 49ers fan. Please be a 49ers fan. Oh, damn it. They got the spikes on.
Oh, come on.
Did you ever think the Raiders are going to be double-digit favorites in the game going into the year?
No. And I didn't, like, it's funny. I love looking back on, like, how crazy some of those early season lines are and, like, just how, you know, bookmakers, we always give them credit for knowing everything. Pretty sure the Bengals were 1-point favorites over the 49ers in week 2.
I think you're right. I think I do remember that.
And that's not a good line.
And that's pretty funny to look back on and think of, right, as the 49ers have turned out to be really good and the Bengals are obviously trash. The Bengals were 1-point favorites at home.
There's an argument that that was the worst team in the NFL and the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, and the worst team was favored in week 2.
That's pretty wild when you think about it.
So let's see if Oakland can give the ball to Josh Jacobs. He might leave this game really, really close to 1,000 yards rushing. He already has 811. As he tries to continue to rise up in the rookie of the year offensive category.
Did you say rise up?
Yeah.
Which team uses rise up as
the Falcons.
That's the Falcons. Okay.
Next game, please.
The final 4 o'clock game. This one's at 4:25 p.m. Eastern time on CBS from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tickets as low as $183 to see the New England Patriots traveling in to play the Philadelphia Eagles.
Currently, the Patriots are sitting as 3.5-point favorites. It just went up to 4 on my bookie between the time we started this segment and now. Patriots are -4 heading to Philadelphia, over under a 45.5. The Patriots coming off a bye. Usually, Bill Belichick is really, really good in these situations.
And coming off a loss.
And they're getting to activate N'Keal Harry, their first-round pick.
Harry?
N'Keal Harry, the guy from Arizona State. Alshon Jeffrey hasn't been able to practice this week. DeSean Jackson is out for the rest of the regular season. I think the Eagles are going to have to try to run the ball. I don't know if they're going to be able to against the Patriots. Tom Brady, 40-18 against the spread in his career following a loss. When they lose and people start doubting them, that's usually when Brady's at his best.
Also, he's going against the worst pass defense in the league.
Also, he's going against one of the worst pass defenses in the league. And I don't know if there'll be any payback for the Super Bowl defeat, or maybe there'll be some confidence from the Eagles. I don't know, but I think the Patriots roll here, or at least win by a touchdown. I think they cover here is what I should say.
The Eagles are usually the ones hung up on the Super Bowl. That's what the guys that used to play for him said.
Yeah.
That it's all about that Super Bowl still in their locker room, and they can't seem to get past it.
We'll see how this game goes. I think the Eagles need to win it. They need to keep pace with the Cowboys, who I think are going to beat the Lions. But I do think the Patriots win this game in Philadelphia. Expect some boo birds. Boo!
And the Sunday night game, finally.
What is the Sunday night game?
The Chicago Bears travel to play the Los Angeles Rams.
Yuck. What a terrible matchup this is.
From the L.A. Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Jared Goff has been the fifth worst quarterback in the NFL if you look at just QBR. His offensive line stinks. And now they're going against Khalil Mack. The problem is Mitchell Trubisky has been pretty bad as well. This game looks awful.
I am torn.
On whether or not to watch it?
On who to root for. These are my teams.
Still?
Yes, still.
You're still riding with these losers?
Yes.
I'm actually surprised you're still riding with these losers.
Who else would I ride with?
A winner. The Vikings.
No, because that's not what I do. That's just what you say that I do.
Oh, okay.
I am a Rams fan.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
But if the Bears win, I won't mind seeing the Bears win.
Okay, so the Rams will have their season ended, but you'll be okay with that.
No, actually, I won't. I think I got to pull for the Rams.
4-5 at 5-4. That can't be what NBC expected whenever they announced this game on the schedule.
It looked good on paper.
We'll see if the Rams can block Khalil Mack and the Bears front. And we'll see if Mitchell – these two quarterbacks, man, this is going to be brutal. Watching Trubisky and Goff try to figure it out and –
what would be even more brutal would be having to watch the Titans and the Giants play this week. Luckily, we don't have to see either.
The Titans would smash the Bears and the Rams.
No, they wouldn't.
They would. They would smash both of them.
They wouldn't beat the Rams.
They'd win by three, but that's a smashing in the Titans world. They would beat them. Yeah, they would, bro.
The Titans can lose to anybody in the NFL.
They would beat the Bears and the Rams.
Well, schedule them.
The Rams just
schedule
lost.
Schedule us, bro.
You watch what the Rams just did against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Did you watch that Steelers team?
Yes, I did.
That Steelers team beat up the Rams.
That was at home. Pittsburgh's been good at home.
It doesn't matter. That team beat up on your Rams.
You said yesterday that team's been good at home.
Then I pointed out the loser teams they've beaten.
They beat the Chargers.
Loser team.
They beat the Rams.
Loser team.
Nah, we're not a loser team.
Dolphins, loser team. Bengals, loser team.
We'd beat the Titans.
No, you wouldn't.
Schedule us.
Okay.
Scared to schedule us.
I'll call the NFL and let them know to schedule. Schedule you guys.
Do it, please.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports Fan Run Radio.
The McKinney team with
Last Call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. $20 a pop. Well worth it. It's smooth. It goes down good. All right, hurry up. Pump the brakes and keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
Second.
Sheriff's Department in Tennessee. Fires their deputy after discovering she had sex in evidence room.
Was it casual sex?
I think so.
In the evidence room?
That was probably like her bucket list place.
Yeah. Who did she have sex with?
A deputy lost her job recently after a Rutherford County sheriff discovered she had sex in an evidence room. The deputy who had the rank of corporal. What the hell? websites are so...
They want you to pay for
it. No, well, I had to answer a question, but then I accidentally hit the arrow button to the right or left, and then it starts scrolling. These damn websites for these newspapers are impossible to navigate. Just pop-up after pop-up.
It's a dying industry.
I know, but like they make it impossible to even go to your website, bro. Like,
they don't even know how to do websites. They don't have a good design.
The deputy who had the rank of corporal, quote, engaged in sexual intercourse while on duty in her assigned work office with an on-duty patrol deputy.
While on duty, too, huh?
Yeah.
So they were supposed to be out fighting
crime.
Did they
both get fired? Or just...
Maybe she's the only one that got fired because she was the one...
Higher ranking?
Yeah. Several other deputies have been fired since he took office in 2017. One of his guys was facing theft charges for taking a riding lawnmower that was supposed to be evidence. He just went and stole the lawnmower. The deputy who lost her job and the on-duty patrol deputy had sex in the evidence room two or three times this year, according to a report. The male deputy resigned over the summer before the accusations came to light, so he must have been married. He was like, I don't know if he is, but he was probably like, okay, I'll just quit. Let's not let this become a story. So they were in trouble for having sex on the clock, I guess.
That's the most unethical thing to happen in an evidence room since the cops took all the drugs out of there.
Or the riding lawnmower.
To use for their own personal use.
Or the riding lawnmower.
How often do you think that happens?
Many times.
The cops take the drugs for their own personal use.
Many times. Down in McMinn County.
You've seen 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Down in McMinn County, we had a problem with that. We had a crooked department where they were working hand-in-hand with the drug dealers and helping with some money and stuff.
I feel like that.
That
happens everywhere. Plus, they got the test kits. They can make sure it's pure, you know, so they just kind of dabble.
And they all get paid like $30,000 a year, so they're like, we're putting our life on the line. We deserve a little bit more money. Let's wet the beak a little bit.
Yeah.
It's hard to have people who are underpaid in that position around expensive things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're out of time. Intern, Mila, bad job by you. You really pooped all over yourself.
She just slept the whole time, too.
Except when she was making a lot of noise and using the bathroom everywhere. Cody, good job. Drives up next.